You didn't like this song for you that I wrote. You said the lyrics were too cumbersome, the chords didn't go with your ethical views and your feminist shoes. How you rubbished me that night on the late review. But remember the day trips, places we go before rushing to the station for the last train home. You said it's always the same between a boy and a girl. You said the train was symptomatic of the male ego in the mad woman's underclothes. Said about proving the current shortcomings in the feminist movement with the subtle sexualities of a eunuch. And daddy, how we hardly even knew you at all. Come on, Jermaine, you gotta get on the train. With Tom Paul in that intruder you found lurking inside your back garden, and the cooking that you do in your farmhouse kitchen, how we couldn't help falling for you, Jermaine. Listen to me, Jermaine, will you marry me?
I realised that the visuals were difficult, and even the dance sequences were not particularly inventive, but I still thought that it had a kind of unity of style and a kind of elegance and grace. It was only afterwards I began to feel rather cross about it.
So many questions I wanted to ask you. Do you ever wear skirts? Can I buy you some perfume? And where exactly do you stand on Julie Burchill? What's your take on Toni Parsons' latest novel? The teenage student stalker still calling you mother. There's every chance that you'll be picked off by a nutter. In your Essex country garden you continue to potter. You said we need to be hospitable to each other. A lady or a new ladette with plenty of intellect, breaking down barriers, banishing etiquette, galvanizing and inspiring legions of women into something short of megastars, maybe librarians. Just come on, Jermaine, you gotta get on the train. You've got a long trip ahead of Jermaine, with your PhD brain, got the Warwick University blues, haven't you?
He does a bit too much talking for my liking.